Time to talk to Jack Robinson.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. On Fridays, we talk about the region's top economic stories. Sometimes that includes crime. Got to ask you about the FBI this week arresting a former executive of Marrone Bio Innovations on fraud charges. Marrone is the Davis biotech company that's had a rough time of it, to say the least.
You know, actually, I think this is good news for the company, as painful as it sounds. Marrone has been struggling since it discovered accounting irregularities in 2014. And now, at least, we have an explanation for what went wrong. And federal prosecutors and regulators seem to hold the company blameless. There's a settlement with the SEC, but unless there are, you know, other problems that we don't know about, this could be the beginning of the end of their problems.
How could one executive do so much damage without the company knowing?
Prosecutors and the SEC say the company's former chief operating officer, his name is Hector Abse, cheated on how he booked sales, and that allowed him to improperly ring up some big bonuses and stock options. According to the allegation, he conspired with another employee to hide all this from the accounting department. The company's paid a heavy price. You know, its stock price has tanked. It had to pay a $1.7 million fine to the SEC, and there are shareholder lawsuits still out there. But at least now there's a clear path for the company to come back.
There was some other Davis news this week. The city council voted to put a measure on the June ballot asking voters to approve a development that includes a research park. Why does it need voter approval?
This is a project. It's been in the works for quite a while. It's proposed for 47 acres south of Richards Boulevard between I-80 and the rail line. And because it would have to be annexed to the city under Davis ordinances, it needs voter approval. And that makes it tricky because Davis voters aren't known for liking growth. But this project hasn't attracted a lot of opposition. That's in part, I think, because it's well away from residential areas. And more importantly, perhaps, Davis really badly needs a space for companies that want to be near UC Davis. And that makes for a pretty strong argument from supporters of the project.
Covered California this week announced that its website will soon provide a link to the Sacramento company VSP for vision coverage. Now, this is the company that said it might leave the state if it wasn't included.
There's a long history to this. This appears to be the end of that struggle that VSP, which is based in Rancho Cordova, has had with the state. Back in 2012, the CEO at the time, Rob Lynch, was seriously considering moving the headquarters to Phoenix. And that's kind of a big deal because VSP is, you know, it has 80 million members. It's a really big company, one of our biggest. But one issue for him was that Covered California wouldn't let the company make a pitch to consumers seeking care under the Affordable Care Act. Vision care isn't included in the regular adult health plans, but he wanted access at least so that consumers could get to the website. And after a lot of complex issues got sorted out, Covered California agreed to do that, to provide a link for the vision plan, and it chose VSP for that connection. And this could really mean a big boost for the company.
An East Sacramento restaurant got some national attention this week by making Yelp's list of top 100 restaurants. And it's not the most expensive place in town.
No, not by a long shot. This is Cafe Roll, which is a modest lunch place with really the most amazing sandwiches ever. It's French cooking, but there are no sommeliers or hefty tabs at this restaurant, which makes the honor, I think, all the more significant. And it's good news for Sacramento, too. I think, you know, Yelp isn't the Michelin guide. It's really just sort of a popularity contest. But it's a nice badge of honor for the city to be on a national list like this.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.